Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiya, it is the In The Ground podcast. Liverpool have just beaten West Ham 2-1 at the London Stadium. Let me tell you, the mood change on the coach, the mood change of me after Liverpool win a couple of games is unbelievable. I don't care that there's a 5-hour drive back to Liverpool or however long it is, because the Reds have picked up a 3 points. Let's start with the first half then. Liverpool dominated a lot of the ball in the first half, like they have done in the last couple of games. In and around the area, we were a bit too slow, but still we were creating chances, and a lot of chances also came from set pieces. Ultimately though, we do concede the first goal, and this is something that in recent weeks Liverpool haven't been faced with. They haven't really conceded that first goal. You know, we've ended up with a couple of draws and a couple of wins, but at no point have we been behind in those in the last 4 or 5 games. So this was a test for Liverpool today, and they went 1-0 down to a goal that was good from West Ham's perspective, absolutely abysmal from Liverpool defensively. It was just 1-2 passing. It was so easy for West Ham to get through us. Paqueta has a shot and it goes straight in. And I thought, you know, Liverpool needs to get out to the ball. They need to close it down much better. But also I do look at Alisson Becker, because from my perspective inside the ground, and I've only seen it once, it very much did look like Alisson Becker should have done better. It looked like it went straight down the middle of the goal, to be honest. And it looked like Alisson Becker had went under the ball for whatever reason. But yeah, West Ham take the lead, and you think, oh no, not this. The signs of Liverpool that you've seen away from home all season. But you know what? It wasn't that, because Liverpool got back up. They picked themselves back up. They dominated possession, and Cody Gakpo got us back in the game pretty quickly. He was absolutely sensational tonight. On the half turn, he was absolutely everywhere, flicking it over people's heads, and he scores a lovely goal, bottom bins. He was my man of the match tonight. Cody Gakpo is going to be a superstar for Liverpool. He already is in the mould of and the making of one right now, but I can't wait to see him in a couple of years, even next season, when he's had a full pre-season where he can learn everything that Jurgen Klopp needs from him. His ability is there to see. He's unbelievable. He's going to fit the system so much, and we can build around him. He's that good. And he gets us back in the game. From there, Liverpool dominated. They had loads of the ball, but like I mentioned earlier, when we did have the ball in and around the area, we were a bit slow. We didn't move the ball fast enough. There were spaces, but we were hesitant with doing the ball into them. And, you know, ultimately it was set pieces that was really helping Liverpool out. We had a couple of them where you thought Liverpool should have done better from. They should have got a goal. Jota also has a chance that's sticking in my mind, back stick, and I think he should have done better. He volleyed it. It wasn't easy, but he put it over the bar. He just needs to get his head over it and keep the ball down, and it was in the back of the net. But there were signs there that Liverpool, instead of going a goal behind and collapsing and crumbling and not being able to get back, Liverpool dragged themselves back into that game. And going in at half time at 1-1, you thought it's been a bit of a cagey game. You know, they're on the off, they're on the breakaway constantly. They were getting in down the left hand side. I thought Matip was brilliant tonight at dealing with that. Trent, lovely, brilliant as well. He gets an assist. and, you know, he does decent defensively as well. And I want to highlight Matip in this because Konaté has had games and weeks to learn the role that he's been put in now, that Trent isn't always at right back. Well, Matip had to come in today and he did it brilliantly. It was like he slotted straight into the role. I was a little bit worried. I didn't know what we were going to do, whether we were going to go back with Trent being a right back more than being in the middle of the park, just to make sure defensively we were sound, because obviously this is the first game in the new system that Matip has played. But it wasn't that. Jürgen Klopp trusted Matip, and rightly so, because he did really, really good tonight. And yeah, you know, first half 1-1, Liverpool got back into the game, we then dominated it therefore, and you really thought if Liverpool just get at them, you know, if we're a bit quicker with our passing, then we can cause them a lot of problems. And this, in the second half, you know, it was a game very much like the similar half, like the first half, sorry. Liverpool had loads of the ball. We were, you know, cautious with that counter attack with West Ham. West Ham did keep hitting us on the counter. They got some chances from it. And I think Bowen scores first, and I was a bit, it was just a sloppy goal again. It was a breakaway. I don't know what Virgil was doing at that moment, but I also thought it could have been offside. The fact that Bowen didn't celebrate had me thinking, does he know something that I don't? And ultimately it was given offside, VAR, and it was brought back, and it was 1-1 again. And whether people think we got away with that or not, I'm not bothered, because it's offside. And Liverpool did well in that second half. You know, we went on the counter-attack a lot of the time as well. I thought we were good with the ball. We took the game out of their hands in terms of just how much we held the ball, and we knew eventually that from some sort of way we could really get a goal, and that's what we did. We had a set piece before the goal in which Matip, I could not believe he'd not scored. It fell at his feet. It was, you know, cleared off the line or something. That was absolute manic in the box. They were panicking, and I thought, oh my god, that's our chance. That's our chance. It's gone. And then in comes the second. Matip in absolute acres of space, bullet header. And I mean, he doesn't go mad celebrating, but let me tell you, ROI ended. And Liverpool came from behind to lead away from home in a white kit that we've not won in this season. And that was really positive, because this is something that Liverpool have struggled to do all season away from home without, you know, the majority of the crowd behind them. And instead, we've shown glimpses of what we could do, that we were better mentally and more solid on the pitch as well. And after that second goal, which was brilliant by Matip, by the way, I mean, look, he came in, slotted straight into a system that he's not done before, and he was brilliant both defensively and, you know, going forward, you know, with corners and stuff. And he also carried the ball well at times as well. You know, he loves to go on these runs. He did that a couple of times as well. But it was just a mature performance from Liverpool, is what I'd say. And look, it's not the Liverpool from a couple of seasons ago where you just wouldn't even get breakaway chances. You are going to get chances against this Liverpool side. I think they were on the breakaway at one point, and Alisson Becker just comes out as a centre-half and takes the ball off them. And, you know, he made up for the error in terms of what I thought did wrong in the first half with their goal. But, yeah, Liverpool were just better, more solid. We had more of a shape. We had the ball a lot, and we played some really good football. We were able to make subs as well. Henderson, who's been running to the ground the past couple of games, who once again ran his socks off, was able to come off. We brought Thiago on. He struggled to get into the game for the first 5 minutes, but then once he'd got into it, you know, he was really involved. Luis Diaz, oh, he looked brilliant when he came on, by the way. His pace, the half yard, his passing. There was loads of times where he was passing to Salah, when he was on the edge of the box, and you thought maybe so, like, it was always exciting when he was on the ball. Unfortunately, he couldn't create anything, but you know what, it's a brilliant cameo from him. He got more minutes than he has in the last couple of games. I cannot wait to see a full 90 from him. I can't wait to see a full 45 from him. really excited to have him back. He was really good tonight. I thought Jota was all right in the first half. He comes off. Darwin Núñez didn't quite have the impact that we wanted. I don't think he's as useful coming off the bench, but also at the same time, you can't tell the three that have been playing that they can't play at the moment. I thought it was a really good, mature performance from Liverpool. In a game where we faced adversity in terms of going one goal behind, not starting great, it was a poor goal defensively. And maybe individual errors in there as well. Instead of letting that get us down, we instead, once again, showed a reaction, picked up our socks, and dominated the game and deserved the 3 points. This is a boss song, so I am going to let yous go now because I'm going to sing my heart out of this. But yeah, get in the Reds pick up. Jesus. The Reds pick up 3 points. Let's just keep this going. Do it, you know, play well for 65, play well for 75, 85, and then get the full 90. If we can build that up, that's great. Let's just keep picking up these 3 points though, and let's see where we are come the end of the season. Come on, Redmen.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there. Especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.